Well, it is Wednesday. We got a little special early edition during our day here of Rodney Harrison. Our interview with Rodney is brought to you by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. You can visit Zuti.com for details. And by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. And by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. And join us on the Harbor One Hotline is Rodney Harrison himself. Rodney, how you doing, man? It's Lou and Christian.
Hey, guys. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
That was great.
Ooh, lots was of great. Ham, lots of pies, lots of everything.
I try not to eat too much. You know what I mean? Just have enough and move on. So it was good. I had a good time.
Christian, how much weight did you gain?
Listen. I'm on my way to losing the weight, Rodney. I promise. January 1, I'm starting a new routine. I'm going to eat half of what I've been eating, okay?
But how much are you working out?
Zero. I'm actually zero.
You don't work out.
No. Listen. No, Rodney. Listen. I'm having shoulder surgery on Friday. I've been on the shelf for a while. But when I get that fixed, I will be coming down here to challenge you in some sort of physical activity. I'm not sure what that is yet.
So you're saying you're not tough because I have a torn labrum that I've been dealing with for the last 2 or 3 years in this job. But, you know, some guys just got to get cut on, you know.
Listen, I'm all about that knife. Now, listen, I want before we get into the path, Rodney, I want to ask you about this because correct me if I'm wrong. Did your son just commit to Tennessee?
He did. And let me just say this. It was a very special moment for me on Monday when he announced it, because he wanted to announce it on Monday because that's my mom's birthday, rest in peace. And it was just a special moment where he announced it on her birthday, and I just thought that was really, really nice of him. So yeah, we're Tennessee Volunteers and we're extremely excited, Christian.
Yeah, is it like when you watch his game, I'm just curious, how uptight do you get watching his games? Are you a yeller and screamer, that's my baby, or are you like quiet in the background just holding all your emotions in?
I'm both. I am a nervous wreck. And now I finally get a chance to see what I put my mom, what I put my wife, and what I put my family through out there. But he's a different player. You know, I was a maniac. I hit anything that moved. Whereas he's, you know, he's a cornerback and, you know, he's DB. So he's not as physical as me, of course, but he is very physical and he's, you know, he's got some potential. So we'll see how the work starts now, Christian. You know that.
Yeah, okay,
he did great in high school. Let's see what you're going to do, SEC football. Yeah. I'm excited to see
Just wanted to say congratulations to you. I know that's a big
thanks,
accomplishment
bro,
for all us
you.
Parents.
Yeah.
Congrats. That's fun. You know, listen, Roddy, last week when we talked to you, it was a lot about Man of the Arena, the Hall of Fame stuff. We didn't really talk about this team too much. And really, I don't know, last time we talked about this team 2 or 3 weeks ago, I mean, this team right now, when you start looking at the AFC the way they've been playing, they're legit AFC contenders to get to the Super Bowl. You starting to feel that same vibe?
Yeah, definitely. I am just really getting excited. And you know, Coach Belichick, Christian, you know better than I do. His message all week is don't believe the hype and all that other stuff and just continue to focus on the fundamentals and doing what you're supposed to do. But, yeah, this team is legit because you look at Tennessee and we saw that Ryan Tannehill, he's not the same quarterback without all his weapons and Derrick Henry running the football. You know, just throughout the AFC, whether it's the Chargers up and down, the Bills up and down, just it's a lot of weaknesses. A lot of teams get hot, but they can't sustain it. The Patriots have sustained it. They won, what, 6 in a row?
Yeah. Yeah, so do you think – I'm looking – I just brought this up to Lou. I even feel like the Patriots are the least flawed team in the NFL, even at their backup quarterback position. Like, they have the least amount of issues. But do you feel the same way?
You know, the thing that is the saving grace for me, I always go back to coaching. You know, like players are players and players get hurt, but you just, that coaching is the thing that really separates the Patriots from everyone else. And that's what you're starting to see. And when you buy into Coach Belichick's system and you start doing some of the things he expects you to do, doing your job, these are the type of results that you're getting. The one thing that scares me, I was looking at Mac Jones. Now, he's starting to scare me. Like, every game is 3 or 4 passes that could potentially be intercepted. He needs to tighten that up a little bit. But other than that, man, I'm really excited about Josh McDaniels, what he's been doing as an offensive coordinator, getting everyone involved and just them playing with a lot of energy and just the way he's been calling the games, keeping people off balance. He's been tremendous. We need to give him a lot more credit because before, earlier, when they were struggling a little bit on offense, we were criticizing him.
All right, we're talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, you talk about Mac Jones. It's interesting you say that because I kind of feel like at 12 games into it now, people aren't really judging him or looking at him as like a rookie quarterback. He's had so much command of the offense. You say there's still some mistakes there, but you still see a rookie quarterback right now playing?
Well, you got to keep things in perspective. Like, I played with Brady. So when I compare Brady and what I see from him and his operation, I still see a rookie quarterback that has really learned and grasped the system and really embraced his teammates. And that's the thing that really stands out to me. Like, his teammates believe in him. And no matter what mistake, if he makes a mistake, you know, they continue to believe in him, pat him on his butt, hit him upside the head. And he's just a fiery guy. You kind of look at him and you say, man, this kid doesn't look like he's very competitive. That dude is fiery. He's super competitive. And he wants to win at all costs. So, you know, they got him a special one with Mac Jones. He, like you said, he doesn't look like a rookie.
Yeah, so, you know, we were looking at him like, you know, rookie of the year, that type of thing. You know, I think he's a really good chance of him winning that. Then we obviously went to Bill, and I feel like there's two options there with him. There's the executive of the year, the GM of the year, whatever they call it, and then there's the coach of the year. My question to you
is... It's three, Tristan. It's Matthew Judon and Myles Garrett are the two that should be up for defensive player of the year right now. Do we agree?
Listen, I said that before the season started with Judon.
Yeah, but the way he's played and the difference that he's made and the impact that he's made, but also, yeah, you can look at Mac Jones definitely, because quarterback is the toughest position. Then you're replacing a legend like Tom. You got to get under Coach Belichick, learn his system. Yes, if you said, yeah, I do believe that, you know, Mac Jones has a legitimate chance for rookie of the year. And so, what was the other one?
So my question was going to be, do you think there's two for Bill, really, the team that he put together, all the free agents and the draft picks, obviously, and then there's the way he's coaching. Do you think he's a better judge of talent, or do you think he's a better coach? Where would you leave, or is it just an obvious answer?
He's a coach. Bill's a coach. Bill coaches know talent and what talent. See, Bill, what Bill knows is what type of talent fits into what he wants in his system, in his scheme. That's what he wants. He's trying to pick into hand-picked players, not just any player, but a player that's going to fit into what he wants them to do. And I think he's had some success. He struck out. But at the end of the day, he's the greatest coach of all time. So,
yeah. And, Ronnie, I sit there, and obviously Bill is who he is, but I look at some of these other teams and the way they look at free agency and then the way they use the players, and I just – so I don't – is Bill just really good at it, or is everybody, all the other teams, bad at it?
I think Bill is really good at it. I think Bill has been blessed with, think about it. I mean, he's had Brady, now he's got Mac Jones, and he's done a great job of bringing veteran players in from different teams, whether it's Corey Dillon, Randy Moss. I mean, Bill's done some great things, man, and he knows football, and he prepares, and he works harder than everybody else. And it's there's no doubt why he's had so much success. He works extremely hard.
All right, Rodney, I want to ask you about J.C. Jackson, another pick this week. He's a free agent at the end of the year. And obviously, you know how the Patriots work, right? I mean, are they going to pay him? Are they going to keep him? But is he up in that upper class right now of corners, in your opinion, this league?
Well, I would say this, and I said this a couple weeks ago. He minimum for him on a four-year deal is 4 years, $60 million, if I'm his agent. That's minimum, $15 million a year. That's minimum. Mm-hmm. So, to me, that's the starter. And if I were the Patriots, if I believed in him, and I said this at the beginning of the season, I would have went to him, you know, a year ago and probably tried to give him $8 to $10 million a year or something like that, and extended him. But
you're going to get more now, more than 15 probably now.
I'm just saying, bare minimum. You know, $15 million a year from a guy that's making, a few million this year?
Yeah.
Now he gets his opportunity. But the most important thing is how much money is he going to get guaranteed? Somebody's going to want a young stud corner that can match up, that can play zone man, that's learned under Bill Belichick's system. He's going to be a very, very rich young man. I'm extremely excited for him.
Yeah, so that what I'm hearing is he's probably not going to be a Patriot next year unless they franchise him.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm okay. He's done his thing. He had a lot of success. He contributed to our organization. Hey, keep it moving. Get paid and, keep playing great football.
You know, Rodney, we were comparing and contrasting like that 2019 team, the defense of the Patriots, the boogeyman that started 8-0, that were breaking all those records that, a lot of us were talking about. This is the greatest right. defense of all time.
Never said that. I was never part of that conversation.
No, well, we were having it on a regular basis.
I was never part of that conversation.
No, I'm not saying you were.
Greatest defense of all time.
Okay, no. Okay, but so now, this current defense is getting a lot of accolades and getting a lot of praise now. You know, and that 2019 defense, I'm not going to call them frauds, but it was front-loaded with a lot of, terrible quarterbacks that helped their stats. And then I was, when you look at this defense – they seem to be, I guess, buttoned up a little bit more with less flaws. With a tougher stretch of games against quarterbacks, which I would lean to, like, because we were saying, okay, you can't trust that 2019 team, but you can trust this defense. Like, they're built to last.
How do you know you can trust this defense? How do you know? Can they stop the run consistently? They've had issues with stopping the run. And it's hard for me to truly go on all the way in on a defense that can't stop the run consistently. You know, because if you hit the playoffs and all of a sudden your young quarterback starts to struggle, your offense is not moving the ball, you can't stop the run, it's going to cause a lot of problems for your team. So stopping the run is attitude. It's a decision. I'm going to be tough. I'm going to maintain my discipline up front, and I'm tougher than you. We're going to stop the run. It's a mindset, Christian. So,
I agree with you, but sometimes I feel like Bill almost wants you to run. So, like, he's almost willing to give up bigger plays based on the defense that he plays, knowing that he'll fight you inside a phone book once you get inside the 10. Is that part of it?
Well, that's part of it, too. I mean, I think in certain instances, I mean, we've done that. We didn't care if the coach ran the ball 80 yards down the field. Our goal was to hold him to 3 points because we knew when our offense had the ball that our offense was going to score touchdowns. So I get that philosophy. But my mindset, being a defensive guy, screw that. Okay, that's for the coaches to figure that out. It's for us to stop that run. And those guys up front, they just got to be more disciplined, a little tougher up front.
All right, we're talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, I'm curious your thoughts on, you know, analytics in football. Like, mainly fourth down. Like, so many teams go for it on fourth down, not like, you know, in the opponent's 40 area. We're talking about your own 35, your own 40, because analytics say it. Are they getting careless with this thing as a defender?
Let me tell you what it comes down to. What it comes down to is a lot of these coaches, they don't have something that they can stand on. So they need that assistance. They need that confidence. They need for the analytics to say, yeah, this is a great chance, as opposed to coaches like Landry and Belichick back in the day. It was more of a feel, you know, okay, the game is going well, our line is blocking well, we're going to go for it on fourth down and two, you know. But a lot of coaches are followers in this league, and they just want to copycat. They don't. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of guys get exposed as head coaches because, you know, they just can't stand on their own 2 feet.
Yeah, you know, and good, excellent point, because that's basically what baseball does. See, what my thing with this fourth down analytics, Rodney, is that, you know, it's starting to creep its head into the NFL world. Like, so here's a stat. Tell me if you know what this means, because I don't have a clue what they're talking about. It says non-obvious fourth down error rate. This is what these game management specialists, which a lot of these teams have, like a guy that just their only job is just to tell the head coach whether they should go for it on fourth down or not, based on the percentages that they calculate in real time.
But the one thing they can't like is the human factor. Like, think about the human factor. Think about if I wake up in the morning and you say if I'm a good player and you're a good player, and I got into an argument with my wife and I'm not feeling good and I'm not having a great day and I'm not going to play, you know, a great game, that affects how people perform. And that's the human element that analytics can't get into. You know, you can't tell. You can tell on the sideline if you're a coach, if your team is into it, if they're playing with a lot of intensity, or if they're dragging. If, you know, those are the things that analytics can't do. That's why I always revert back to the coach. Coach, what do you think? Is your team in a position to be able to go for it on fourth down? Do you feel like this is something that they can handle?
All right, we're talking to Rodney. Rodney, last one for me. Monday Night Football. First Monday Night Football game for Mac Jones up in Buffalo. The environment will be probably something that he hasn't really played in yet in his NFL career. What do you expect in this game, and how do you slow down Josh Allen?
Well, I mean, it's a one-dimensional offense. You know, when you don't have to worry about the run, then there's different things that you could do defensively, you know, but obviously containing him, trying to keep him in the pocket, tackling him. He kind of, you know, instead of just tackling him, but you got to tackle his arms, not allow him to throw you off and make those plays. And understanding, too, Diggs and those guys, they're going to make some plays, but you just got to limit the big plays that they make. But this is a one-dimensional offense, and you know, the Patriots should be able to go down there and take care of business. But we will learn a lot about this offense and Mac Jones, because that environment is going to be very hostile.
All right, man. Well, listen, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.